Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Michael Espinoza, one of your co-hosts here at the Psychic Funhouse. I am so excited to be here. And I am here with my lovely co-host, Adrian Stratton. Hello, Adrian.
Hey. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
And Lawrence. And
Lawrence Birch, also known as Laurent, the shamanic birch. Hello, Lawrence.
Yeah.
Hello.
Shamanic Birch. Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody doing today?
Fabulous.
I'm glad it's Friday.
Right?
Is it Friday?
You made it. Yeah.
Exactly.
We made it. Did everybody visit Uncle Sam and give him his due?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
He got his share of your skin.
He got his ounce of flesh and some blood besides, I think.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Pound of flesh. Yeah.
He appreciates it. I can tell you.
Yeah, Uncle Sam. He's hungry this year, man. He's not fooling around.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got bills to pay. He wants that cash money right away.
Is there a sign on the website that says we're not playing this year? Pay your taxes.
Well, any leftover, you know, forbearance from the pandemic is totally gone. Like that never happened.
Yeah.
Like, give me my money. It's my money.
That's right.
What do you owe? Right.
That's right. No messing around here.
You know, if you don't pay up, I'm going to send the G-men, and I don't mean the strings.
Yeah. Not nice. That's for sure.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. Well, it's another beautiful spring day here in Los Angeles, and I'm grateful for no rain. Sunshine,
Yay.
Warm weather, yes. But
did you,
we will welcome it in a few weeks.
Did you cancel your trip to Dubai because of the rain, the flooding, Michael?
No, I didn't have to because the penthouse, you know, is at the top of the building.
Oh, right.
I'm in the Khalifa Burj, whatever.
That's right. You just take. You don't go to the airport. You just have a jet copter directly
mm-hmm.
take you to the rooftop. I mm-hmm. forgot about that.
Yeah, exactly. That's fabulous.
That's nice. Yeah, that'll
Very
be nice,
nice.
When you do your residency there later on.
Yeah, that's interesting. So. I'm going to bring something up here, and I'm kind of debating whether I wanted to talk about it or not, because it, I don't know, to me, it's still like one of those things where it's a little far-fetched for me, and, but I don't know why it is. Anyway, and I haven't discussed it, but, Marilyn Monroe has been coming to me to talk. And she's come now, I think, two or three in my classes on Mondays. Marilyn will show up. And the first time she showed up, what I do is sometimes we, like, practice a little bit of mediumship. So I'll ask the, and it's a famous person to come, step forward, and ask them to give information to the students, all of us. So we're gleaning information from this famous person. And the first time she showed up, her name just popped into my head. Usually I'm always thinking about it. Okay, who would be a good person? That we know some, we know them, but we really don't know who they are, their life. And I think she was one of the first ones, and the name just popped in my head. I was like, oh, that's a good one. And so we brought her through, and she was sharing information about herself, and that was it. And then the next time I taught at the class, she appeared again, and she's like, I would love to work with you guys again. I was like, okay, why not? So I told everybody, you know, she wants to come through. Let's see some more information from her. And so each time she was showing a little bit more of her personality. Before it was very surface, and the second time it was more about who she was as a person and not the persona. It was more about kind of Norma Jean and not and less about Marilyn Monroe. And so she was showing us her feelings towards how she was treated as a sex symbol and how she regretted playing into that as well. And, you know, people not taking her seriously because they just thought she was a ditzy blonde, but she was actually very intelligent. She read a lot. And so anyway, you know, and there was, I think, one more time after that where she came through again. So anyway, I'm like, okay, whatever. It's nice. She's coming through. So this week I had a meeting in Westwood. And so I drove there through the parking lot on the 10 freeway. And I had a lot of time on the freeway. 2.5 hours, to be exact. And as I was sitting there driving, and I had my chant going, and I was like, okay, just chill out, mellow, don't, you know, get into this stress, like stay away from it. Okay, so I'm chilling, and then all of a sudden I felt energy come on me, and I was like, okay, what is going on? And she popped into my head, and she was like, hi, it's me. I was like, hi. And she says to me, she says, come and visit me while you're there in Westwood. And then I was like, okay. And then what came forward to my memory was of a video I saw months ago, and it was on Instagram, so it couldn't have been longer than a minute. A guy who goes around LA, he used to work for the LA Times, and he was talking about the cemetery that's in Westwood. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't even know it's there. It's behind buildings. And to get to it, you have to drive down an alleyway. And it's super tiny, but there's a lot of stars buried there, famous people. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went there after my appointment, and I went and found her, what do you call them, where they're inside the wall, or anyway, where she was interned. And yeah, and she came through. And I was kind of blown away by this. And on the way back, she spoke a lot to me. And part of me, it's still questioning whether this is really happening and, like, why are you choosing me to talk to me? She died after I was born. It was very close. I think she died, like, in August, something like that. And I was, or maybe, no, she died before I was born. Yeah. So, anyway, so it's fascinating. But yet, I question it. And but I'm going to go with it and see where it leads. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's my ghost story for the week.
Wow. Wow. I think that's pretty remarkable, you know. I love that. I love that for you. And I believe wholeheartedly, you know, she's communicating with you, Michael, and is around, may really have some information, you know, to impart. With you, you know, that helps you either personally or professionally. I was almost getting like, yeah, well, I was going to say professionally in terms of like, you know, contacts or how you market or things along that line. But I totally believe she's there making herself available, not only making herself available to you, but making herself known to you. Yeah, I think that's really, really wonderful. Very special.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I asked her why she's coming to me to work with me, and she says she likes that I'm creative. She liked that I worked in the fashion industry, and that when she was in her body, a lot of her friends were gay men, and these were people she could trust. They shared very similar stories of them growing up, and so she said, you know, these were men she hung out with and trusted fully. And so I'm like, well, okay, although we've never hung out, but okay.
Yeah.
And I don't drink anymore, so. And that was the other thing she showed me, like they would drink together, you know, have cocktails. Yeah. Yeah, so she died in August, and I was born in October. But she died 2 months before I was born. Yeah. Or shall I say reborn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, anyway, we'll see what happens as time goes on. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
And who would have thought she would have been a voice here? To
kind of like
to
a spirit guide, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how it feels. I mean, and
yeah,
you know, for who knows how long she'll stay around. You know, well, she's definitely going to stay around, you know, but so vocal, you know, it's just wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And she wants to be called Norma Jean. not Marilyn. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I asked her, can I call you NJ for short? NJ.
Can have you had a celebrity work with you before? It's the first time?
This is the first time, yeah. Beyond spirit guides, yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's why, too, I'm a little skeptical about it. I mean, but through mm-hmm. my process, through becoming psychic and a medium or learning that I am, I've always mm-hmm. been skeptical of it. And so mm-hmm. I'm kind of moving into this new arena here with skepticism.
Yeah.
Just being cautious.
Well,
yeah.
I was part of a shamanic group for a while, and one of the participants had a spirit guide who she said was Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I appreciate you taking the risk of sharing this with us, because it just opens up a whole vista of all
yeah.
sorts of, you know,
yeah.
interpretations about what's going on and how, you know, perspective about you could shift and all this other stuff. And I got to admit, you know, when she first said this, I was like, wow, that seems kind of like an ego-bound thing to say, like, of course, oh, who are you, Chandler? Well, you know, whatever, Bob. Oh, I'm Chandler Jesus. I'm like, oh. Not even one of the
exactly.
apostles. Just, good
exactly.
job.
Exactly.
But then, you know, I took a step back and I kind of, you know, was around her often enough. I felt like her character was really sincere. She was just a really sincere person. Maybe, you know, naive is kind of a mean way of describing her also. Just, you know, that
mm-hmm.
kind of innocent, I guess, is a better way of putting it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it makes sense. It made sense to me that this is somebody that she gravitated towards, because she was also, she had a religious background, a religious practice. And I thought, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, why not? I mean, you know, if that's who you feel is going to be of benefit to you, I mean, why not go to the source? Why, you know, stick around with, you know, the lower echelon beings? Why not just, you know, go right in there? I mean, you know, how many people in the Christian faith are always talking to Jesus? So, I mean, you know, it's just a shamanic process on itself.
Right.
So why not, you know? So do you feel like you need to do some corroboration with the spirit that's working with you, you know, or are you just trying to kind of take them at face value, or are you in the middle of that, or where do you stand with all that?
I just feel like I'm still at the beginning of this. And,
uh-huh.
you know, I'm just still kind of taken aback that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's who I think this is. And that's who she's telling me she is. And
mm-hmm.
so it's just kind of like, okay, you know, as I roll my eyes, it's Marilyn, okay. But, you know, so I guess it's just going to take a while to kind of ease into this and
mm-hmm.
start trusting. Because right now I'm not fully embracing it, but I'm not pushing it away either. I'm not resisting it. And I just thought,
mm-hmm.
just go forward with this, right? Don't
mm-hmm.
block the energy. Don't from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not her, we'll see who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but every time I, you know, do any type of work with spirit, you know, I do invocations to protect myself so that we
mm-hmm.
don't get any of the jokesters coming around. I don't want any impersonators.
Maybe it's Marilyn impersonator. I haven't even thought of that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
A lot of those.
Yeah. Yeah, but I, you know, I guess part of me that is moving towards it is, you know, she's showing memories of her life, you know, the initial memories. And also showing me how she really wanted to be loved. And like all her husbands, what did she have, like two, maybe three husbands? You know, it was always like she was looking for a daddy figure to really protect her and to hold on to. And so, you know, and they're very tender. And so it's like, okay, I just, I'm trusting those feelings that come through. And I'm just going to move forward with some caution.
I would think it'd be hard to work with celebrities that have passed, just because there's so much out there about them, you know, that it would be challenging not to wonder if some of what you were, you know, getting wasn't like just cross contamination or, you know, just something like that, like stuff you picked up.
I absolutely agree. And the thing of that is, I've never read anything about her. No books.
Yeah.
I mean, they've just been little tiny blurbs, and, you know, I knew she read a lot, and she was always kind of looking for husbands and JFK, and she was an alcoholic, and she was gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my knowledge of her is very minimal.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, she's also just so much a part of the cultural zeitgeist that, you know, you can't help but absorb stuff. Her person, I mean, you know, she's still popular after so much time, and there's so much out there that, you know, just unavoidable. So it's interesting. Well, I mean, it sounds like so far you're having, you know, you're having fun with it. So, you know,
we'll
see how it goes. Like,
So maybe I'm going to start channeling now Marilyn, and we'll have conversations with Marilyn.
Yeah, you could do either. You could do that. You could do that.
I think you should
do. Hi, everybody. Marilyn.
I think you should do Sammy Davis Jr. next. So on your list.
I'm so glad. Hey,
babe.
You're here.
Candyman. Yeah.
Shut up, Sammy. Let me get into this.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
This could be a whole new avenue of exploration for the Michael. Who knows?
Yeah. She's going to have to teach me and show me how to do the happy birthday she did for JFK.
Mm. Oh, there we go.
There's a video of it.
I'm going to
exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So anyway, that's my ghost story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing that. Like I said, you know, you took a big risk, even just telling us to be on the show. So.
Oh, thank you.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
Yes,
oh, why not? You're my friends. You're my best friends in the whole wide world.
Oh, yeah. As long as you keep paying us the $20 every month, we'll totally be your friends.
You and Marilyn are my best.
That's right. Best friend.
Love it.
But I need to keep taking my Ozempic so I can get my stage figure going.
Get your Spanx on.
Exactly. Squeeze into that dress she had.
Oh, goodness. I love it.
All right.
Love it.
Any one of you have something to share from the week?
I don't.
Ghost stories?
No, nothing like that. Just feeling. Feeling the energy of the eclipse, and we've got Uranus and Jupiter meeting up tomorrow, I believe it is, Uranus and Jupiter meeting up tomorrow, and I think that only happens once every, I think I heard 14 years or something like that. It may be longer than that, but nevertheless. So the energy has been very, very interesting. And, you know, I'm just trying to, like, just roll with it, you know. But it's certainly been interesting. Certainly been interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of people talking about being really tired from the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Have you experienced that?
Well, you know, actually, my energy level was increased. And, yeah, it was just, so not only was it increased physically, I felt that throughout the day and the evening, and I was just doing things and going here and going there and with tremendous energy, and then not sleeping very well, you know, I shouldn't say at least staying up late, you know, much later than usual. And so what I've noticed now over the last 2 days is that I'm returning back to more of a normal base. So it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Shamanic.
Well, I'd like to say I have something fascinating to share, but, you know, my life's pretty ho-hum up here. I had a relative had a 91st birthday party I went to with my mom on Sunday. So,
nice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you all hug trees up there?
Do we all hug trees?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of us do. Yeah, I was remembering one of my cousins had a summer job when he was going to college working at an asphalt plant, you know, where they made asphalt for paving. And he had a graveyard shift. He worked, you know, from midnight, I don't know, 8 a.m. or some ungodly time. And he had a guy that he worked with who was in charge of letting the asphalt out of the hopper and into the vehicles that were going off and taking it to different construction projects, right? So he was watching, and there was a conveyor belt that would come up with asphalt and drop it, and the conveyor belt wasn't running for some reason. And he thought, well, that's kind of odd. I wonder what's going on. And then he waited. Finally, he went up to the booth where the guy was supposed to be operating everything, and he was slumped over the controls. And he was an older guy who wasn't in the best of shape, so my cousin thought he maybe had had a heart attack. He was freaked out. And so he went to touch it. He touched his shoulder, and the guy was just asleep. And so he, like, woke up in a big, you know, oh, my God. And my cousin jumped back, and he was like, wah! And then but he got the asphalt moving again. It had stayed so long in the processor, it caught on fire. So they had to deal with an asphalt fire.
Oh, my gosh. Something.
Yeah. So.
No.
But anyway, that was a good story. So I had him tell me that story again. It was funny.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I have an anecdotal story from a pranic healer. I met her back east. She just moved out here to the west, I think a few months ago. And she finally looked me up, and we connected, had lunch. And she's been doing pranic healing much longer than I have. And she's up there. And I had heard this story, and I just thought it was kind of a tale people were telling, you know, that just kind of grew and took on its own life. But the story is that she went to a dentist, and she is allergic to the Novocaine, so she can't have the shots.
Mm.
So she did pranic healing, so she calls it pranic anesthesia, and she put the energy into the tooth, and she had a root canal, and she had no pain and no anesthesia. And so when I met up with her, I was like, okay, I've been hearing this story, and I just want to know, is this a tale or is this the truth? And she's like, oh, no, that's the truth. She said, I had the root canal, and I had to go to the doctor, told the doctor to show me exactly what tooth and where the nerve is, you know, that they had to put the anesthesia in. And she says, and then I just put the energy into that tooth and into the nerve. And she said, and I was fine throughout the whole thing. She said, I didn't feel a thing. And I was just blown away, blown away. And the doctor told her too at one point, he was like, don't touch me. You know, like, don't, I don't want any of that stuff you have to get on my hand, so then I won't feel that and mess up on your tooth. He was nervous.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyway, my mind is just, like, blown. I don't know if I would trust it that enough. I would trust it enough to forego an injection and have a root canal.
Woo! Root canal. Woo!
Yeah, that's intense. Yeah, my mom was a dentist, and she used to do hypnosis on her patients. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's all she did, and she's like, no pain meds for you, just hypnosis. But she said usually the patients that feared her the most were the big macho guys that come in, you know, they're all like macho, and they'd start crying on the table and on the in the chair and stuff like that. So a lot of which just to calm them down and take some of the fear away. That was the idea with the hypnosis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Gosh,
good for her.
Offer that service to other people, or she just does it on herself?
No, she just did it on herself.
I think you should try it, Michael. You're in kind of an adventurous mode.
I should try to get her. Maybe I'll get her to come on the show.
Yeah.
Let's see if she'll come on the show. Yeah.
You should get her
talk
to
about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get her to work on Boppy. See if he'll, you know.
I'm going to get her to work on you.
Oh, yeah.
She
can do both of us. Two dogs at the same.
There you go. All right. And, well, we have a lot of callers on hold. You guys ready to take some calls?
Yeah, let's
ready
do
to,
it.
We'll consult the guides and
okay.
We'll ascend to the ethers.
There you
go. Although we are professionals here at what we do, we are not professionals to give legal advice for any reason or medical advice or any other type of advice, please go see a professional in that field. We are psychics, very good ones, and we are here for entertainment purposes only.
There is one kind of special advice that Adrian can give that we can't.
No.
It's gastronomic advice, cooking advice.
Gastronomy.
Yes, right. She's a gastronomist.
Well, she keeps talking about bringing a pastrami sandwich with coleslaw and Thousand Island dressing, and it has not materialized yet, Adrian, and now I've been craving. That's all I crave.
Oh, my goodness.
With the sweet potato fries and the Elvis pickles. I mean, come on, the fried Elvis pickles. What's going on?
All right. I'm gonna fix you up, Michael. Are you going to the fair?
Yes.
I'll bring you a big sandwich.
Okay. That's you made. Right?
No. I have to find it from one of the, if I can even find a deli anymore,
well, we have to take a trip out either to Langer's or Cantor's.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cantor's would be
good.
And
then you can show me how you make it. We'll get the chef to allow you in the kitchen.
Right.
They'll be like, oh, come on back, Adrian. Show me how you do it. I'll be like, oh. Put an apron on.
Yeah, we know.
All right, well, let's go to the phones.
Yeah, please, let's go to the phones.
All right. So the first caller is area code 703. Let us know what your name is and where you're calling from. Hello, 703. Bonjour.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Thanks for taking my call. This is Dee calling from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Dee from D.C. I like
Hi.
That.
Yeah. Hello. My first time calling in.
Yay.
Oh,
nice.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. How's D.C.?
Crazy.
Yeah.
And done. Are the trees still blowing? Are they done?
No. That's done. It's over with. Yeah. We had a lot of rain and wind, so that's done.
Took care of that. Okay.
Good. Yeah. How can we help you, Dee?
Well, I'm calling to find out, looking for a career change. So just would like to know what type of energy are you picking up with that.
All right. Well, let's see. Career change for D. So this is Michael D. And one of the things I'm getting here, so I'm feeling two things. Are you absolute? Are you certain that you want to make a change? Because I'm kind of getting you're on the fence. Number one.
I do want to make a change. I do. A little scary.
So you're not on the fence at all?
No, no, not where, with the position I'm in right now. No, I'm not on the fence, no.
Okay, because they keep showing me that. Like, there's something, so maybe you have made a decision, but I'm feeling the energy is kind of stuck in, yes, I want to change, and maybe not right now, or maybe not. It feels like I'm straddling a fence. So just think about that, what that could be, that other energy, right? So maybe it's not like, it's not super clear that, no, I don't want to make the change. But it feels like I'm still in.
Maybe confused as far as what I want to do. That could be it, maybe.
That could be it. There you go.
That could be it. Yeah.
Right. So that holds us back. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the other point that I was hearing, and it's kind of like you need to get more clear about what you want to do.
Right.
So that they can help move you forward and help you find a position out there. And I'm also getting, you should start, is your resume up to date?
Yes, and I'm constantly changing it, so yes.
Okay. Talk to some recruiters as well and get it out there.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. You need to start doing that. And I feel a change coming towards the end of the year for you. It feels like it's kind of cold again, so probably like late fall, early winter, like around there. And it feels before the end of the year. So maybe just right before the holiday season.
Okay, awesome.
Well, that's what I got. Anybody else want to add to that?
Just very briefly, Dee, this is Adrian, and very, very hi there. Very interesting what Michael said, because the very first thing I got was like, oh, but you're so good at what you do. So then I looked a little bit further into that, and it's like, yeah, it's like in order to move forward, it's kind of like there are certain fears there that are just like Michael said, that are blocking you. And just like Michael said, you know, it is not only worthwhile but necessary, you know, for you to look deeper into what those fears are. And, you know, sometimes fears protect us, you know, and a lot of times, you know, they really do block us. So spending some time looking at them, writing it down, you know, is it old material? Is it, you know, or is it useful information? But nevertheless, okay. Yeah. And a recruiter doing some investigating into the areas that you're interested in is also an excellent idea for you. And that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you.
Dee, this is Lawrence. I have one nugget to build on from what my friends Adrian and Michael share with you. What I get is that when it comes to the actual face-to-face interviews with people, or how they're done over Zoom or whatever, that you're like the consummate professional, like everything is arranged, like you really put a lot of effort into your appearance and what you're going to say and how that's going to come across. But I think what's going to be critical for getting you the position that you want is to take a step back from that a little bit, not be any less professional, but to really let your personality come out during the during the interview, and I think that'll also be a really good guide for you as to whether or not you're going to be a good fit for the company. Is if they respond to you showing, you know, more of your personal self, your personality self, whatever you're comfortable with, you know, but
right.
You know, letting that professional guard down a little bit enough that you can you know, show a little bit of who you are. I think that will be really appreciated and will also help you stand out and hopefully secure you the position that you're looking for.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
for calling, Dee. Yeah.
Come back.
Thank you.
We're here every Friday.
I will.
9
p.m. Thank you.
All right, Dee from DC.
Namaste. Don't namago. All right. Here we go. Next caller is area code 860. Hello, 860. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you so much. My name is Lisa from Connecticut, and I'm really enjoying your conversation. Did you know that Marilyn Monroe's grave next to her has been available recently? It was on the news.
Available?
The grave spot next to Marilyn is available. They're selling it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There
well,
you go.
She's right next to Hugh Hefner. They buried him.
Well, they said,
right
said that somehow there's a grave spot available next to her, and yes, him, that they're trying to make a fortune on.
probably, right? Well, maybe I should inquire.
Oh, I'm sure.
Thank you for telling me. How can we help you, Lisa?
I kind of need direction. I'm wondering what the universe, angels, saints, guides have advice for me.
On what? In what area of your life?
Well, I've just had a big birthday, and I'm looking for something to do in the end of my life, last year's third act.
All right.
Is there something I haven't accomplished yet that I need to accomplish?
Do you feel there's something you need to do?
Yeah. Can't just waste my last years.
Well, then that's the thing you should be doing. I mean, that's, you know, that's the thing with this life is, you know, whatever we gravitate towards and whatever we're interested in, we should pursue that. And, you know, it's kind of like they don't give us a challenge or something we need to be doing that's outside of what we're interested in.
Any ideas?
So, well, let's see if anybody has any information for you.
Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. This is Adrian.
Hi,
Adrian. Hi there. You know, as you were speaking, there's, you know, it was just wide variety of things that came to mind. You know, everything from you creating, I guess, you know, a bucket list, as people call it. And have you created one? Do you have a bucket list?
No. I was thinking more in the realms of accomplishing something meaningful.
Okay. You know, I kind of like what Michael said. I like what Michael said a lot. And I'm going to say this, and I don't mean it in any kind of unusual or negative kind of way, but it's kind of like many years ago, I had a conversation with a woman that I considered to be quite wise, and I asked her about grace, the state of grace, and how do you obtain grace. And how do you invite grace in? And she said to me, she chuckled, and she says, well, you know what, Adrian, I put one foot in front of the next, and I call it grace. And it's like, okay, you know, I get that. And so the point is that, you know, if you allow yourself to tap into your higher self. You sound like someone that has a strong connection spiritually and maybe would even like to develop it further. But if you allow yourself to tap into that, however you find that, you know, follow your heart, and you assign meaning to whatever it is that you move towards. It's like, because things are not going to give you meaning, you're going to assign what is meaningful to you. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Also, one last thing, really fast, which may help you and may not. But I heard somebody say one time that the reason that people don't live to be 150 is because they don't think that they can.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's kind of like just keep your thoughts in check. You know, and, you know, are you, you know, like, what are you, how are you limiting yourself? That would be my guidance for you. That's what my guides are sharing.
That's lovely. Thank you so very, very much, Adrian. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Lawrence?
Lisa, this is Lawrence. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have a family? Are you a parent?
I don't really see any of my family at all because they have mom died and everybody separated.
Okay. And do you have a family of your own? Are you a parent at all? Or
I haven't seen my only son in almost 13 years. He hooked up with a woman who is an actual orphan, and she took him from the whole family. We haven't heard from him.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, what I was getting while Michael and Adrian were talking to you was that, one of the things I think that's going to help you find your way, if you're open to it, is to kind of leapfrog over all that that's going on in your, present family circumstances and make some ancestor connections. And there's a lot of different ways to do that, that you can choose the authentic way that works for you. But I think there's an opportunity for you to connect with family and with, either family that you trace through some kind of, ancestral way directly, or in a spiritual lineage fashion, if you're, interested in doing that. But I would investigate that. I think that's going to bring you a lot of side benefits you didn't even know that you really needed or wanted. But I also think it's going to help you calibrate more closely what it is you want to do with the rest of your life that's going to be meaningful, not just for you, but for other people as well, people in the community that are waiting for you to be of service to them. So,
are you talking about like spiritually connecting with ancestors?
If you're into that, it can be that way, or it can be something more direct, where you're actually doing some ancestral, genetic or lineage worship, research, or both.
I have got like 1,700 people related to me on Ancestry, and not many people have done that, and I don't know any of them. Who there gives classes? Who can teach me how to do this spiritual stuff?
Well, you
said they were giving classes.
Yeah, so part of part of what I do is I'm a shamanic practitioner, and so we are pretty vested in working with ancestor guides, and sometimes they end up being actual flesh and blood ancestors that we have in our past. And sometimes they're, spiritual ancestors that may have a lesson for us or something like that. So that would be one way to do that. Would be, I know anybody directly in Connecticut, but there are people on the East Coast that are really wonderful shamanic practitioners, and you can work with people nowadays over Zoom and things like that. But
so do you do that?
I do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Website, phone number?
Well, if you stay tuned at the end of the show, everybody gives their contact information. And it's also on our Blog Talk page on blogtalkradio.com. It's for the Psychic Fun
Hat.
But yeah, we'll make sure to
give
that. Yeah, you bet, Lisa.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you so
we
much.
Won't hang up on you. I'll put you,
you
back to listening to the show, okay? Thank you
thank
for
you
calling.
So much. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic, Lisa. Yeah. So we have time, I think, for one more caller. So area code 646. Hello, 646. What's your name and where are you calling from? Bonjour. Hello.
Hello.
646. Amen. Okay. There you go, exactly. They're still asleep. All right. Here we go, area code 805. Hello, 805. Where are you, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi,
yes.
I'm Donna in California. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Good. How are you?
Good, good. My birthday in 2 days, and I'm going with my two sisters and my niece, and we're going up to the casino, and we have a suite, and we're going to eat in the 5-star restaurant. It's going to be fun.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, can we come?
Yeah.
Help you celebrate?
Yeah, they're going to help me celebrate. It should be fun. What was I going to say? Do you see a relationship coming in for me at all with a male? You know, someone that's maybe retired, wants to travel, that kind of thing.
A romantic relationship?
Well, yes and no. It doesn't matter. It could be companionship. You know, somebody gets older.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see what we have here.
Hey, Donna, this is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi there. So what I got actually was a younger man.
Oh, that'd be suitable. Yeah, I look a lot younger and act younger.
So I got a younger man coming in who is someone that you're going to have like a lot of fun with. Be a little romantic, some rendezvous with him. And I see, you may even meet him actually, on your trip, because I feel like he's coming in pretty soon. And so you want to have fun. Don't give your heart or your money away.
No.
Right?
Give away, but
you know, you're too fast. You know,
have fun.
Oh. And it looks like it's going to be pretty flirtatious and it's going to make you feel pretty good. I am not getting that it's necessarily a long term kind of thing, but nevertheless, you know, sweet and fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah. Friday I leave up north near San Francisco. I'm going to watch my brother's dog for like 12 days. And then I'll be up Northern California, not quite as far as San Francisco, but then I'll be helping my brother-in-law with his knee surgery for 3 weeks. So I'll be gone, you know.
Yeah. Well, this fellow dresses pretty nice, and he has full head of hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
This is Michael, Donna. And what I was getting for you, Donna, I feel like you're going to have several relationships, and very similar to what Adrian said, they don't feel like one of them is going to last for a long time. It feels like they're all going to be fun, but I don't think they're serious. And I'm kind of seeing maybe 3 or 4.
And oh, wow.
You're going to have a turnstile going there, in and out, in and out.
Yeah.
You're going to have them take a number and have them wait in the waiting room for you. But, it feels like there's several coming. And you're going to have really fun. But as soon as you're ready to have a serious relationship, you need to communicate mm-hmm. that to spirit and your spirit guides and just say, okay, I'm ready for a long-term serious relationship now. Mm-hmm. And then they'll help mm-hmm. you switch over to that. But right now, it doesn't feel like they're long-term serious okay. relationships. They're all fun.
Okay, I'm into having fun and, going places. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good time and let us know how it goes. You know, keep in touch.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you make the big bucks at the casino, remember us.
Yeah, that's uh-huh. right. they have a drawing. They give away a $55,000 truck, and they give away $25,000, and they give away so Ooh. Much money there.
All right.
Where
really
is this?
Bring it on.
Free tickets. It's good.
Needs a transportation method, so yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Yeah. Win
yeah.
like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, have a great
mm-hmm.
time and happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
And you too, yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
Wow. The hour has come and gone.
I hope the casino isn't giving away a Cybertruck. I hear they're having trouble with this.
Yeah, I saw that. Those are ugly.
What are those?
They're ugly.
That's a vehicle.
They remind me of a Hummer.
Yeah, they remind me of an aluminum brick.
Oh, that's those aluminum, very angular, pointy things. They're really ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
saw one the other day, and it was just like, ew. Anyway, but if you enjoy those, more power to you.
That's
but
true.
Thank you for calling in today. We want to thank everybody and our spirit guides for being here, for allowing us to consult them, to bring answers and clarity to your situations. And I want to thank my co-hosts, Adrian Stratton and the shamanic Laurence Birch, or what is it? Laurence Shamanic Birch. That's what it is. Thank both of you for being here and for being co-hosts. So Laurence, why don't you share your contact information?
I would be happy to do that, yeah. So Laurence Birch, BIRCH, my phone number, you can call or text 541-344-7534. I have an email. It's givingtree@earthlink.net, givingtree@earthlink.net. The page is GivingTree Farm Herbs, because I'm also an herbalist, and my website, which I'm in the process of updating, finally, is givingtreefarm.com. So, there you go.
Fantastic.
Adrian.
Yeah. Probably the best way to contact me, it would be through my website, which is ravenmessages.com. There's all kind of information on there, fees and services, contact information. But you can also call me or text me at area code 714-376-7289.
Excellent.
This is Michael.
Yeah,
and
Michael.
The best way to reach me is through my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can also text me at 562-457-0457, or you can also send me an email at michael@michaeljespinoza.com. So thank you to our listeners for spending your Friday evening with us. We truly enjoy your questions, and we we're glad that you choose to spend time with us here at blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to go to our page here on Blog Talk Radio and like our page. We only have 30 listeners, it says, or 30 likes. I know there's more than that. So
yeah.
Please do us a favor and like our page. And thank you. We'll be back here next week. Do we know what the show's about, Lawrence?
Next week? No, I haven't been able to get a hold of programming. They're still on spring break. So it's going to have to be a
surprise. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They got stuck in a crevasse in the Alps somewhere, so they've been delayed.
Well, that's not good.
Not good.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody. Be well.
Okay.
And
thanks, Michael. Thanks, Adrian.
Love and cheer. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Thank you, Roy. Bye-bye.
Au revoir.